Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the program we call Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues, we are live video streaming, and we're one camera down, aren't we, Brent?
Yes.
So we're one camera down. Our apologies for that, but we can't get the people who fix these things at our office to come over. Maybe we will now that we're publicly shaming them.
Like President Trump.
And we will name them tomorrow if this thing doesn't get fixed. We'll name their first name, Wednesday their whole name. But anyway, if you want to watch the one camera shot from our studio here at American Family Radio, we're live video streaming on our Facebook and our YouTube pages for Today's Issues. Tim, Ed, and Walker here with you. You can send us an email too at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Steve Jordahl is with us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tim. I was watching Facebook Live and everything. All of a sudden, the camera starts zooming in on Ed's water bottle there, and I'm thinking, what's going on? And then, so I was going to – I even mentioned it to – I asked Brent, but then it became clear to me once we got our missionary guests on that we did that so that we didn't expose them.
That's not my water bottle over here. This is my –
This is –
Well, then I am in error.
You were watching the wrong.
Thank you for the correction, Ed. That was key to the
story. Were watching the wrong water bottle.
Well, our show's now underwritten by Dasani. You didn't know that?
You should turn that one around then, because that's the one that was on and it wasn't. By the way, speaking of underwriting, do you know that?
I'm kidding about that.
For the first time ever, the New York Post published a paper with, and it sold its front page, whole front page to an ad.
Wow.
The whole front page, the New York Post. If you look at today's New York Post.
The front page of the paper?
The very front page of the Post. It has the headline, New York Post, and then it has one word. I'm trying to remember the name of the
It's over then for that paper. If they're doing that, they're on their last, huh?
Yeah.
Like a drug addict.
Is the New York Post the same company a couple weeks ago who laid off half their employees?
It was. It is. It is. And if you look at their front page this morning, I'm trying to pull up. I can't remember
that's
what.
That's selling your soul right there.
Boy, I got to tell you.
Page.
Because it would be. Yeah, let me see if I can get an image. That's what I need to do.
That's Peter Strzok.
That's right there. Peter Strzok, because that's the news.
Peter's looking for a new job, Steve. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. In fact, I might have brought. No, I didn't. I printed it out and I kept it on my.
Are you going to offer him a job?
Yeah, do you want to offer him a job? You're talking to – I don't offer people jobs. You must be talking to the president here.
I don't
– NY Post.
He can apply if he wants to.
So could Peter Strzok.
He'd have to relocate to Tupelo where our flagship station is.
I see you can talk to our HR, and he's familiar with, he's familiar with HR.
But he's not getting classification.
I'm looking at Steve's cell phone. That's what's taking us. So what am I looking for, Steve?
You're looking at the front page of the Post. There it is.
Oh, the New York Post.
The New York Post. That's their paper that they put out today, and it has one word is supreme, and supreme is a fashion thing that they're partnering with.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, that's to me. Yeah. You're right. Selling their soul.
I found that in about 2 seconds. I don't know what took you guys so long, but. Well, New York Post like Supreme.
It looks to me like you got some kind of water under your screen on your cell phone, Steve. You thought about that?
You know they put those little plastic things over it so it doesn't scratch? Mine's old.
Bubbles.
I just need to put a new one on.
Yeah.
Sorry to bother you with that.
No problem.
It's great radio there.
Yeah. We're going to win some awards
Tell me how these people like Sheriff – What's his name? David Clark.
David Clark.
How they're being fooled by this Sasha? What's his name?
Sasha Baron Cohen.
How are these people being fooled by this guy?
This is as much a mystery to me as it is to you because when I mean there was one at
Explain what's happening first.
This is Sasha Baron Cohen is a comic who has been in several news stories because he has been doing these interviews with public figures, politicians.
He has a Showtime program.
It's a program on
called
Showtime.
Called Who is America?
Right. And it is – he gets them to do the strangest things and say the stupidest things. And to me, it seems like he's going in kind of undercover, but his undercover outfits and everything are so weird. He actually got a congressman or state
from Georgia.
Legislator from Georgia to pull his pants down.
Yes.
On TV. What he said was that...
Be careful now. It's a family show. Be very vague.
I will be very vague. He said that Islamic terrorists are afraid of becoming gay if they touch a gay person. So what he had this guy do was pull his pants down and back up trying to get...
All right, that's good enough.
But and he had the guy yelling, America, America! What?
Yeah.
How does someone do that?
To fool people like Sarah Palin and Sheriff David Clark and Chuck Schumer.
And Judge Moore.
And these are people who have been around the block. Yeah. And he's fooled. When I see this kind of stuff, and I have no proof of this, okay? Either A, these people we're all talking about aren't as smart as we give them credit for, or B, they're in on it, and they know you know what I'm saying? And somehow in another 2 months, everybody's going to say, oh, we were all just making a joke.
Walker had a pretty good explanation during the break.
Yeah, well, a lot of folks who are in the public eye, many people, at least I think, are media hungry, and they're anxious to do media interviews with anybody.
Publicity is bad publicity.
Right. So they never turn down interviews, and with that mentality, you know, if you don't vet who's interviewing you, I could see somebody just saying, "Sure, bring them in." You know, next week, bring them in, and I'll sit down with anybody, and you sit down with. You end up sitting down with this guy, and before you know it, once you sit down with him, then
he's got you, baby.
Yeah, then he's got you.
He's apparently very, very good at, you know, he says, I think he said, like, to these people, look, my show's a little offbeat. And so with former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, apparently what he told him, this is Sacha
Baron Cohen,
he said, now listen, this donut right here, this represents such and such. So you tell this donut what you would tell so-and-so. And so these people get talked into doing something. Okay, that's a little bit nutty, but okay, I kind of see the point. And then before you know it, you know you're doing something outlandish.
But Sheriff Clark?
I know.
Being talked into talking to a donut? I think he's in on it.
Well, now that
I'm sorry. I think this is going to come out. I think this is going to come out that... That everybody was in on this joke.
The Georgia lawmaker resigned. He lost his seat, so I don't know.
Now, he was sold out to being in on it.
that was
a total. He was told commitment.
100% commitment.
Because he told him, you're going to have to be willing to give up your job to help us do a great TV show here that's going to get a lot of attention. What do you say? And he said, I'm in.
There you go. No publicity is bad publicity.
Yes, I'll embarrass my family for all time.
Yeah, fully committed. I'm just guessing here, but it doesn't make any sense.
Maybe a combination of things, too.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Talking about people being taken in. Yeah. You guys were talking about Ocasio-Cortez over the...
What's her name? Her full name?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes, she's the candidate for a Democrat congressional seat in New York. And she is the left socialist that has become quite the darling among the left. Well... Here, I just found an AP poll. It's a Gallup poll that finds for the first time Democrats have a more positive image of socialism than they do of capitalism. And this is by 10 points. 57% of Democrats, just generic Democrats, think positively about socialism. Only 47% think positively about capitalism, which tells me that not only that Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez and all are drawing the Democrats away. What do you think is going to happen to the Democrat Party if their candidates and their base goes socialist? What's going to happen in 2018? What's going to happen in 2020? This is amazing to me.
Well, I think if this becomes the direction of the Democratic Party, I don't think the majority of people in this country are there yet. If we were in a Great Depression, I would be concerned that the whole country might go socialist. There were a lot of things bubbling up in this country during the Great Depression. But I don't think the country's there yet. If they go full-on socialist and make that a public declaration, then I think they become a minority party for a fair chunk of our future.
The same Gallup poll shows a majority of Americans have retained a positive view of capitalism, but this year's 56% positive rating is by 4 points, the lowest on record since 2010.
I agree with Ed, but I also, it seems like as time goes on, and the more these kids come out of college kind of brainwashed, or not knowing, you know, about our Constitution and the history of our country, it seems like the Bernie Sanders crowd in the primary, I mean, he had a lot of faithful supporters in the Democratic primary in 2015 and 2016. So they may not be there now as far as winning a general election, being Bernie Sanders type. But you keep going at this rate and keep, you know, adding to their crowd, then I think at some point they could have enough voters to win.
Given how they have fumbled the question every time they've been asked of how are you going to pay this, did you guys see last week that Ben Shapiro offered to debate Ocasio-Cortez and said he'd donate $10,000 to her campaign or to charity, whatever she called, if she would just debate a civil debate on the issues, and she said that that was like catcalling. She refused to acknowledge him.
Well, she's smarter than I thought, give her credit for, because she would be humiliated
by
Ben Shapiro.
She is like Sacha Baron Cohen to voters in this country, talking them into things that are just everybody would love to have free college. Mm-hmm. But if it means your tax rate's going to go up by 50%, your cost of living is going to go up. I mean, no one counts the cost, and yet people are taken in by this stuff every day.
I'm waiting for someone to go man on the street kind of interviews, because they're always saying, yeah, everyone has a right to free education. Everyone has a right to free health insurance. I want someone to go on there and say, do people have a right to free food?
Yeah, I'm sure that
if they said yes, I mean, so you want the government to buy your groceries too? Mm-hmm. Because that's essentially what they're saying when they say we have a right to all this free stuff.
Yeah,
why not free food? Why not free housing?
I would just, my point of view on that is, what kind of food are you talking about right there? Are you talking about lasagna?
Why not, Tim? Why should Italian food be pushed to the fringes?
Pulled pork barbecue?
Yeah.
I could go for free on that. So I think, Steve, their answer is that's a relative question.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
What's next topic, Steve?
A North Kansas City school district has found a way to figure out how to deal with all this transgender nonsense going on in our schools. Yes, every elementary school in the North Kansas City, Missouri school district is going to have, they're going to have communal bathrooms for boys and girls, but each stall is going to be its own room. But the wash basins and the towels and everything are in a common room, but everybody else gets to go into a private stall for the actual bathroom.
So these are single occupancy, actually stalls.
Stalls.
No, there's no peeking over or peeking under their doors.
Door closes and you're in a room.
And then you just go to common.
It still seems to me that it's pandering. But
they're only doing this? Why are they doing this?
Because they don't want lawsuits from parents of transgender elementary school kids, if there is such a thing.
Boy, you talk about making something harder than it has to be.
Right. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You got boys' bathrooms and girls' bathrooms, and if you're a boy or a girl, you go to the that restroom, and this
I would
is,
think
so. That say so yeah, they you're telling me where is this again?
This North Kansas City, Missouri.
So you're telling me they intentionally are making these restroom areas where they are single stalls. Yeah, so you're not going to have enclosed doors, but then when you come out of the restroom, you're in a restroom with boys and girls.
Right.
Right.
When you go to wash your hands, when you go to get paper
towels. Let me tell you who's going to be against that. All the kids.
Yeah.
Huh? All the kids are going to be against that. No girl, teenage girl, wants to go to the bathroom with dudes.
Well,
yeah, and if she's the only one coming out of a bathroom with a bunch of guys sitting around washing their hands. Five guys, one girl.
This is an elementary school. I just want to elementary schools.
That's just anyway. That's nutty.
This is for a fraction of a percent in this country.
Yes,
they're going to spend millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah. And you have a hard time getting the boys. When they're only in the boys' restroom to act right,
because
they're in there, you know, chewing gum and hitting them with their phones.
Girls without teachers around,
right,
in close proximity.
Now you mix them.
Yeah, you got. This is in a what now? A elementary school.
School district.
Talk about avoiding a lawsuit and throwing open the door for more lawsuits.
Yeah,
I saw an interview on. I saw with one of the school administrators on this, and she was a flake.
A liberal snowflake.
She was a liberal flake. No, just a flaky. Whacked out, liberal, giving me, you know, what you have to do to buy into this, quote, progressivism, end quote, is you have to, it's like PC, you have to deny common sense.
Right.
You have to trick your brain, actually. Mm-hmm. You have to say, okay, we all know that it's best to have women's and men's separate restroom facilities, right? Mm-hmm. That's the way it is around the world, and it's been like that forever.
For a reason.
And here we have people saying that's wrong. Now, I don't know what, but they say it's morally wrong?
No, they don't want to get sued by transgenders who are being sent to the wrong restroom.
The judge needs to tell the transgender to go to the restroom of your choice, not of your choice,
on your birth certificate.
Of your birth certificate.
This is the logic they're saying.
This is not hard.
Quote, Rochelle Daniels is the executive director of organizational development for the district. She says, schools have certainly evolved over time. We have more open concept classrooms. Our classrooms have community space within them, and our restrooms have been a natural evolution as well.
It's not a natural evolution
if
you're doing this to avoid a lawsuit.
Right.
That's not a natural evolution.
I don't know. You see, here's the thing. I think they're doing it by choice. I think they're doing it because
they think it's the right thing to do, not to avoid.
Oh, I thought you said at the beginning that it was to avoid a lawsuit.
It's probably both.
Well,
but I mean, they are doing this on purpose anyway. I hope that doesn't become a trend, but we'll see what happens there. What's next, Steve?
All right. Hey, be careful if you have a Google or an Android or an iPhone device, because many services provided by Google, and we're talking here about apps that you get, will track where you are, even if you have put your privacy settings on. So basically, they're not really being upfront. Some apps will ask you, do you want location services enabled? And that tells Google or whomever where you are during the day. But it turns out, according to an AP investigation, that many Google services store your location data, even if you use privacy settings that say they will prevent it from doing so.
Who cares?
I think Walker cares.
Yeah.
All right, Walker, tell me why you care.
Well, the problem is it's not that we're being tracked. I mean, we're being tracked by probably dozens of people, but it's the fact that they act like they're not tracking you, but they are. So I would rather them say, we're tracking you, and here's all the times we're tracking you. Like it or not, use our Google app or not.
What does Google care whether I came from my studio, from my office to the studio this morning? I mean, how does that change?
Well,
the world?
Don't, but they might care if you went to Walmart or to Cracker Barrel.
Why?
Sell that data.
They sell the data.
To who?
To Walmart or Cracker Barrel, for one.
I'm going in there anyway.
Well, no, what about if they know that you took Main Street down to get to work as opposed to going on Jackson?
So what?
They know where to put their signs up.
I'm going to keep being a smart aleck. Go ahead.
There's no answer, Tim. You're right.
So I just don't see. Who cares?
I think the idea that our privacy rights.
Well, then don't
are
be on the internet.
Well, but why? Why should they? Why should they be allowed to tell us that I can't enter into 2018 and have access to the internet?
I know the Weather Channel asked me for permission to follow me around the world. So they can give me weather
That's the thing.
I give them permission.
Google asks for permission, but either way, they track you.
Yeah.
It's like the Weather Channel saying, can we use your location? And it doesn't matter whether you click yes or no.
I think it's Ed that said this before. You just assume that you're being watched and tracked. And I think that's what we're learning here. I don't mean to be flippant about the so what, I understand. But my thing is, I just assume that you're being... I mean, that we know that they track the websites you go to because we all get ads. that are ads designed for our interest because we bought something or visited websites where products are sold, and we know that goes on. So.
And I'm okay with it. To me, that's a fair exchange for me going to a website for free.
Yeah.
Then I get, you know,
a little bit spooky
Boston Bruins jerseys.
Right.
When I go to Fox News, I see an ad for it. You know, that's a good exchange.
Although I got to tell you, I'm tired of getting ads with these people telling me they're going to improve my golf swing, and they never do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It gets a little bit of false advertising in there, and it gives me hope.
Right.
And then I click and watch, and then I go try it, and nothing changes. You get, you know, it's a downer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to tell you. Go ahead, Steve.
I'll end this by saying you pay me to be on the internet.
Okay.
I couldn't do my job without it. Here's a new trend that I think none of us in this room will probably be taking advantage of, but apparently there are some daredevil trust tattoo artists, daredevils who are trusting tattoo artists to put whatever the tattoo artist wants on them. So they're going into tattoo parlors and saying,
and
you
surprise
choose.
Me.
Surprise me. And
how many of them putting Jesus as Lord?
I don't know. It depends on what the if you have some Christian tattoo artists.
Hey, I'm Jewish.
Well, you trusted me.
Believe me, some of these things I wouldn't want. I've seen some on their face, so I don't know. That has to really the one that they are talking about here is a guy that's pseudonymed Mason Hefner, and he's in Munich, Germany. He does English tattoos. His project is called My Words, Your Body, and it's exactly what it sounds like. His tattoos are pithy, simple lettered statements of his choosing on bodies. One had a Nike swoosh would just do it, but it was it looked like a third grader had drawn it, and it was huge all over the guy's back.
Oh. Another
one said one of his clients received the phrase, "Only the blind will see," near his heart. Another woman had on part of her body, "We met before."
And who feels sorry for these people?
raise
your hand. Huh? You're telling me that is this a reality show?
No, it's just a trend.
You're telling me people walk in a tattoo parlor, and somebody's in there and just agrees to let that quote tattoo artist put whatever they want to
That's
on
right.
them.
Says,
now, this has to be something that's agreed to by the owner of the tattoo parlor because they're losing business, right?
Well, no, I don't know. Maybe the guy owns his own tattoo parlor. Maybe he's I'll come to you tattoo artist. This is what he says. He says, I think most people are trying to force themselves out of their comfort zone, or they just want to feel what it's like to fully trust a stranger. And believe me, if you're going to have some random phrase tattooed somewhere on your body, you don't know what it is, you don't know where it is, you better trust that person.
Yeah, but you're having a total stranger.
I know. I didn't
is this
say.
Is this not a reality show?
No, it would be a Dumb and Dumber thing.
And dumber.
Well, my recommendation to people is that you don't get tattoos, and furthermore, you certainly don't let some stranger do whatever they want.
Yeah, and people have to be told that, do they, Ed?
Yeah. Well, I've never gotten a tattoo because at some point, I knew my body would look like this.
Right.
And I mean, it's not the only reason, so folks don't email me.
I like the folks who get tattoos on places they can't see.
I got it in the middle of my back, but
like,
I really don't
know.
It's
like I want a tattoo, but I really don't.
I don't want to see it.
Right. So I let other people see it.
Oh, man.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
Ed, appreciate your contributions to this show.
All right. Thank you.
Walker, thank you.
Some sarcasm there.
All right, Brent, appreciate you doing everything you did on the operating board today. We'll see you. Maybe our second camera will be fixed tomorrow. We'll see. We'll be back here tomorrow, everybody. Take care.